All right, a few moments on my favorite story of the morning. John Campbell, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So John, you aspire someday to have a master's in business administration?
I would say that's probably one of my future goals, sure.
And a degree in economics?
Yes, I had been pursuing a dual degree in business and economics.
And your pet project is the city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I don't know if I call it a pet project, but it's definitely a focus of a lot of my time.
And it's not because you've taken it on as a master's thesis. It's actually your job. You're the treasurer of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
That's correct. I've been elected treasurer, and I took office on January 3rd of this year.
Now, how old are you?
23.
23 years old. Why would the people of Harrisburg elect a 23-year-old studying at Harrisburg Community College to be a business administration graduate, to be the treasurer of their town, which is actually in receivership with the state of Pennsylvania?
I think it's an interesting position that the citizens have found themselves in and found ourselves in, and that they really are looking for new ideas and a fresh face. And so when I had announced my candidacy with my educational background in addition to my professional background as a nonprofit executive, it felt like it matched. And so that's why I ran, and the citizens resoundingly supported me in saying that we need new ideas. We're done with politics as usual.
So your campaign slogan wasn't, let's try a student.
No, that's not what it was. It was more, we need somebody who understands how to implement smart technologies to be able to manage our revenues better. It was finding somebody who can bring up and creative new ideas to help us resolve our debt crisis.
Well, what problems do you face, and how much are you in the trenches trying to argue with the various forces that are going to determine the fate of Harrisburg?
Currently, Harrisburg is just the city alone is in about $317 million in debt, which unconfirmed has more debt per capita than any other municipality in the country. And so this is a huge task that we've undertaken. And my job, although I don't have the legislative action as city council does, is to truly advocate and prove that these numbers that we're looking at and provide fiscal policy that's going to make sense and move us forward. For instance, you know, the implementation of, you know, commuter taxes or the reduction of expenses and the management of our cash flows plays critical roles in this process.
John, I don't want to create problems for you there in Harrisburg, but in your experience, do lawmakers and city council people and state legislators know anything about economics?
Well, you know, this has been a sticking point with me. You know, there's only one other elected financial person in the city, and that's the city controller. And unfortunately, you know, as much as I respect city council members and the mayor, none of them have a degree in business or economics. And so I hope that with my background and experience that I'm able to lend this academic information to them, as well as, you know, a real-life understanding of how this is going to play out in the financial world.
You negotiated that pretty well there, Mr. Campbell. When do you turn 24?
Next Thursday.
We need to see those tax returns before your birthday.
I'll be sure to release them.
All right. John Campbell, who's the treasurer of the financially beleaguered city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's also seeking a dual major in business administration and economics at Harrisburg Community College. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.